This is Joy Roland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 57, How to Make Financial Habits Stick. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello everybody, welcome to episode number 57 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. I am so excited to be recording this podcast today. Today's Wednesday, but this podcast will go out tomorrow, Thursday. So I record twice a week. So you get a podcast episode on Thursday, and you also get one on Monday. Because I want to make sure you have all the tools you need to succeed, to create wealth, and to be financially free. So just so you know, currently doors are closed to my Income Accelerator Mastermind, but doors will open next month. So if you want to be on the wait list, grab a spot. I'm going to do it on a first-come, first-served basis. I like to keep my masterminds very small because I want to make sure I give everyone individual attention. So if you want to grab a spot on the wait list, just send me an email. My email is joy@joyroland.com, or you can send me a DM. I'm very accessible on Instagram and on Facebook. So grab a spot if you want to accelerate your income in 2024. So who have I made this mastermind for? Now, do these things sound familiar to you? You're working harder than ever, yet your income is stagnant. Despite putting all of the effort, countless hours, you're pouring your heart and soul into your business, but your financial growth has kind of stagnated. You are in the same income level. You feel overwhelmed, you feel exhausted, and you're trying to juggle all of these different aspects in your business, from managing clients to marketing and everything in between. And the weight of the responsibility is crushing you down, then you need to be in the mastermind. If you struggle with imposter syndrome, if you struggle with procrastination, if you struggle with overwhelm, if you're constantly second-guessing yourself and your abilities, if doubt keeps creeping into your mind and you question yourself whether you can succeed at a higher level, then you need to be in the mastermind. If you are tired of watching other people achieve their income goals while you struggle to make progress, if you are frustrated seeing other people effortlessly climb the ladder of success while you feel stuck in the same place, then you need to be in the mastermind. If you know you are capable of more, but you are not sure how to break through to the next level. Deep down, you believe you have the potential, but you are struggling to find the strategies and the support needed to turn your dreams into reality, then you need to be in the mastermind. If you're constantly buying business programs, courses, hiring more business coaches, thinking that you are missing one secret business strategy, you need to be in the mastermind, because guess what? You're not missing any strategy. I'm going to show you exactly how you can accelerate your income with the skills and the tools you already have. If you know you have money blocks, but you don't know what those money blocks are, then you need to be in the mastermind. I'm actually going to be running a training first, so you'll get free access for 2 days into my mastermind. On day one, we are going to identify your money blocks. You're going to learn how to recognize your unique money blocks. You're also going to understand the root causes of your money blocks. You're going to understand the underlying beliefs that fuel your money blocks. I'm going to help you reframe limiting beliefs. We're going to reframe your current limiting beliefs and create new empowering beliefs that will explode your income. I'm also going to help you cultivate an abundant mindset. You're going to learn practical strategies to shift from a scarcity mindset to an abundant mindset. You're also going to learn, you're going to understand how to make money your best friend. There is a technique, I have a unique framework that I teach my clients. You're going to get access to this for free over the 2 days. You're going to know exactly how to guarantee your success and make it impossible to fail in your business. I'm going to teach you how to stop procrastinating so that you consistently take income-producing actions in your business with ease. So all of those we're going to cover on day number one of the mastermind training. And on the second day number two, I'm going to cover strategies to overcome imposter syndrome. You will learn practical techniques to overcome and conquer your self-doubt, your imposter syndrome that's been holding you back from creating the wealthy, abundant life you deserve. I'm going to give you my blueprint for breaking your financial ceiling. You might currently have an invisible income ceiling. Maybe it's 100K, maybe it's 150, maybe it's 200K. Whatever that ceiling is for you, it's different for different people. What's that income ceiling that whenever you hit that ceiling, you can't seem to go forward? I'm going to give you step-by-step guidance on how to identify and dismantle your mental barriers, capping your earning potential. I'm going to equip you with actionable strategies, actionable plans to scale your business and surpass your income goals. On day two of the mastermind, we're going to create a visual roadmap for you, a unique visual roadmap that outlines your path to success. We're going to explore actionable strategies to build lasting generational wealth. And finally, on day two, we're going to end the feast and famine cycle in your business. Maybe you have inconsistent income. Some months you earn 10K and other months you earn 2K. That's what I call feast and famine. It's not consistent. I'm going to help you end that cycle of feast and famine. And so you will create a consistent, predictable monthly income. So the 2 days will be completely free. Like I said, I have to keep the room very, very small. And so if you are interested, grab a spot on my waiting list. Just send me a DM and tell me you are interested to come, and then I'll put you on the list. Okay? I hope you're as excited as I am because it's going to be the best 2 days you've ever invested in yourself and in your business. Also, as a reminder, I have a giveaway. I'm giving away to one lucky winner $1,000 cash. To enter for a chance to win $1,000, all you need to do is leave me a review. I want it to be a candid and genuine review. So obviously, you're listening to this episode, so you qualify. What I mean is you already have background knowledge on how I teach. So I want the reviews you leave to be meaningful so that whoever reads the review can have an idea of the things I teach on this podcast. Details on the $1,000 giveaway will be in the show notes. Please go ahead and leave a review. I'll be announcing the winner on the 25th of May. Just as a reminder, when you leave an Apple Podcast review, it takes 7 days for Apple to publish the review. So make sure you give yourself enough time for your review to be published. Today, I want to talk to you about how to make financial habits stick. I like this topic so much because I think everybody knows what to do to build wealth. Yes. I think everybody knows, like the internet is filled with financial advice. The internet is filled with business advice on how to build wealth. So everybody knows what to do. If you didn't know, let me summarize it to you. To build wealth, you need to spend less than you earn, save and invest so that you can have return on your investment, make money work for you by investing either in real estate or in a stock market. And then the last step is to have a business. So you have to, apart from your 9-to-5 job, you have to have a business that is going to bring you more income. And the goal for most people is they'll build their side business up to the point where it replaces their day job. And then they can leave their day job and grow their business into a massive empire. So that's typically how people build wealth. But many people struggle with consistently doing the things that will make them wealthy. So examples of financial habits will be saving consistently, investing consistently every single month, paying yourself first if you're a business owner, paying yourself first out of your business income. So doing that consistently will help you build wealth. But many people struggle with consistently taking those actions that will help them build wealth. So I wanted to record this episode to give you a very simple guide on how you can make financial habits stick. So I like to give examples when I teach. I feel like examples are the best way for our brains to absorb information. So I could give you theories upon theories upon theories, but when I give an example, you can say, aha, your brain can say, aha, I can relate to that, right? So here's an example. If you had a goal to lose weight, for example, and to be healthier, there are specific things you need to do consistently in order to get results. Things like eating healthy foods, stop eating junk foods, like McDonald's, crisps, chocolate, cakes, cookies, all of those things that wouldn't allow you reach your goals early. So the number one step to making financial habits stick is to start small. Yes, you have to start small. This is because our brains are wired in such a way that when we do something incrementally, it's easier to stick to. If you do a big jump from 0 to 100, for example, let's say zero being you don't have any good financial habits, okay? And then you say, oh, I want to make my financial habits stick, and you go all the way from zero straight to 100. You're going to give up. Yes, because it's going to be very alien to you. To make your financial habits stick, you have to start small. It could be, I'm going to save $200 every single month. That could be a very simple goal, a very simple saving goal for you to start with. If you then say, oh, well, I earned $10,000, I can save $9,000, for example. That's a huge jump. If you've never been used to saving, and you want to save $9,000 off the bat, you're going to struggle and you're going to give up. That's why I say start small. The second step is to have a goal. You have to have a goal. What is it you're trying to achieve? Maybe you want to buy a rental property. Maybe you own your home already and your goal is to buy a condo and have it let out on Airbnb, for example. That's a goal. And maybe the condo costs 350,000, for example. And then your goal is, oh, I want to save $70,000 for a down payment for my rental property. That could be a goal. Your goal has to be as specific as possible. When you have your goal, the next step is to get your nervous system on board. Yes, I know I'm going to get a little bit scientific here, but just hang with me. The reason why many people fail when they set goals is because their nervous system is not on board. Their subconscious mind is not on board with the goal. Last episode, I talked about how our minds are kind of structured like an iceberg. An iceberg, when you look at an iceberg, you see the tip of the iceberg on the water, but majority of the iceberg is actually below. What you see at the tip is just 5% of the actual size of the iceberg. That 5% you see at the top represents your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is the part of your mind where you actually use to make conscious decisions. That's only 5% of your mind. The remaining 95% is your subconscious mind. Like you don't even know it exists because it's subconscious. And the subconscious mind, I call it like your computer hard drive. It's the computer hard drive of you. It stores every single thing you see, every single thing you hear, every single thing you experience is stored in your subconscious mind. And that is why when someone has so many money blocks because of their past experiences, because of their upbringing, what they saw their parents do with money, all of those experiences are embedded in your subconscious mind. So when that person comes and say, "Well, I want to earn 500K per year as my income goal," your subconscious mind is going to go, "No, I don't think so." And because your subconscious mind is not on board, when you attempt the $500,000 goal, you're going to experience what we call cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is where there is a dichotomy between two beliefs. On the one hand, when you are conscious, your conscious mind wants to earn 500K. And then on the other hand, your subconscious mind believes money doesn't grow on trees. That's one of the beliefs inside your subconscious mind. Another belief inside of your subconscious mind could be wealthy people are greedy. Another one could be making money is hard. So when you have all of those beliefs inside of you, it becomes impossible to become wealthy. This is why majority of the people you see are not wealthy. And another thing is, this is a good example why affirmations don't work. You know those affirmations you print off the internet? Yeah, I'm a money magnet. I love money and money loves me. All of those things don't work. Why? Because your subconscious mind doesn't believe it. You can say those words out of your mouth, but until you believe it from your subconscious mind, you would never be wealthy. So that's the second step. You have to make sure your subconscious mind and your nervous system is on board with your new identity of becoming wealthy. Because at the end of the day, you are attempting to take on a new identity as a wealthy person. Okay? So I hope, I know there is a lot to uncover on this topic, but I hope that gives you a sense of how you can approach making financial habits second nature for yourself. The number three step I want to give you is to use technology to your advantage. Yes. Technology has advanced so much, and it breaks my heart when many women don't take advantage of technology in building wealth. What that means is you can automate all of your finances to take out that human element. For example, every single month when you get your paycheck, automatically set instructions on your current account or your checking account. We call it current account in the UK and in Canada, but in the US you might call it checking account. So you can automate and say a certain amount goes out of your checking account every single month. So you don't have to think about it, just goes directly into your investment account and you get invested in your retirement account. So that's an example of how you can leverage technology to your advantage. The next step I want to give you is what I call looking at the totality of yourself. What that means is yourself as you are now is split into three. There is your past self, there is your present self, and there is your future self. For your past self, you have to practice what I call self-acceptance. What that means is You accept your past self. No self-judgment, no regrets. Many people beat themselves up because of all of the past money mistakes they've made in the past. But to move forward and to make financial habits stick, you have to practice self-acceptance for your past self. The next one is self-love for your present self. Love yourself completely. Yes, the reason why many people struggle to build wealth is because of the stress response. There is a stress response when you attempt to take actions to build wealth. And that stress response comes from your nervous system. You have to practice self-love. I want to say, make making money. So you have to make making money fun. You have to make it fun. You have to make it relaxing so that your nervous system relaxes. Because if your nervous system doesn't relax, it sends a stress response to your subconscious, and your subconscious says, oh, making money is so stressful, we have to avoid it. And that's how your subconscious mind starts to antagonize all of your efforts to create wealth. And then the last point on yourself is self-respect for your future self. You have to practice self-respect for your future self. And when you do that, what that means is you respect your future self so much that you are willing to make those decisions that are in the best interest of your future self. For example, if I am faced with a decision whether to buy a fancy handbag right now or to invest that into my retirement account for my future, if I practice self-respect for my future, I'm going to choose to invest that money in my retirement account. So that's an example of practicing self-respect for your future self. The last point I want to give you is to celebrate your progress. Celebrate the progress of your commitment. So what this means is, if my goal is to save $200 per month, every single month, if I do the action and I actually save $200 per month, I am going to celebrate my commitment. Yes, this is a trick you can use on your mind because your mind likes to have that dopamine hit. So you could create a spreadsheet on Google Drive and then put all the days of the month where you get paid. And every single month, you do the action of paying your, putting that $200 into your savings account. Go into your Google Drive and just put a check mark for that month. Your brain is going to love that dopamine hit. Yes. And when your brain gets that dopamine hit, it gives you more motivation to keep going and to keep taking those actions that would actually build your financial future. So you have to celebrate your monthly commitment to your goal. Yes, I hope you have the tips you need to make your financial habits stick. I'm so excited for you because on this journey, the best way to guarantee your success is to remove quitting from your vocabulary. So take out that option. There is no way on God's green earth that you're going to quit. So say that to yourself and say, on this journey, I am committed to myself. I'm committed to my future self. I am determined to build the habits I need to create a wealthy future for myself. If any of this I've shared today blessed you, I want you to send me a DM. Let me know what's landing for you. And if you'll be so kind and generous, I would so appreciate it if you shared this podcast with one of your female friends. It will help me so much to reach as many people as possible. I hope you have yourself a fantastic rest of your day. I will see you back here on the next episode. Bye-bye. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, Then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.